It was so funny to see the postman when he came this evening, said Olive. He just bulged with parcels. They were sticking out in every direction. We all got our share of them, said Jean with a sigh of content. Even the cook got six. I counted. Miss Allen didn't get a thing, not even a letter, said Beth quickly. Beth had a trick of seeing things that other girls didn't. I forgot Miss Allen. No, I don't believe she did, answered Jean thoughtfully, as she twisted up her pretty hair. How dismal it must be to be so forlorn as that on Christmas Eve of all times. Ugh, I'm glad I have friends. I saw Miss Allen watching us as we opened our parcels and letters, Beth went on. I happened to look up once, and such an expression as was on her face, girls. It was pathetic and sad and envious, all at once. It really made me feel bad. For 5 minutes, she concluded honestly. Hasn't Miss Allen any friends at all? Asked Beth. No, I don't think she has, answered Jean. She has lived here for 14 years, so Mrs. Pickerel says. Think of that, girls, 14 years at Chestnut Terrace. Is it any wonder that she is thin and dried up and snappy? Nobody ever comes to see her, and she never goes anywhere, said Beth. Dear me, she must feel lonely now when everybody else is being remembered by their friends. I can't forget her face tonight. It actually haunts me. Girls, how would you feel if you hadn't anyone belonging to you, and if nobody thought about you at Christmas? Oh, said Olive, as if the mere idea made her shiver. A little silence followed. To tell the truth, none of them liked Miss Allen. They knew that she did not like them either, but considered them frivolous and pert, and complained when they made a racket. The skeleton at the feast, Jean called her, and certainly the presence of the pale, silent, discontented-looking woman at the number 16 table did not tend to heighten its festivity. Presently, Jean said with a dramatic flourish, Girls, I have an inspiration. A Christmas inspiration.
What is it?
Cried four voices. Just this. Let us give Miss Allen a Christmas surprise. She has not received a single present, and I'm sure she feels lonely. Just think how we would feel if we were in her place.
That is true, said Olive thoughtfully. Do you know, girls, this evening I went to her room with a